So a couple days, I was brave and ventured out on Black Friday. I wasn't actually Black Friday shopping. I just happened to be out on Black Friday, which was bad enough. Walking through the store, just seeing how they've, you know, it's all decked out for Christmas. They've got the Christmas music playing, and Christmas has been in full swing, I guess, since Halloween. Nobody bothered telling me that. So here we are, you know, full swing of Christmas, at least in the eyes of the world and the secular world. But things are a little bit different for us in the church. This is the first Sunday of Advent, and you would think, all right, well, that means, you know, getting ready for Christmas. And that is true to a certain extent, but there's actually two different purposes of Advent, two different focuses. The first half of the Advent doesn't look to Bethlehem, doesn't talk about mangers and wise men and donkeys. The first half of Advent actually looks into the second coming of Christ. We say, come Lord Jesus, but we don't mean come to the manger. We're talking about his second coming. And if you paid attention to the readings today, you'll see that. In the gospel today, Jesus is talking about the flood that comes and the people who weren't prepared for the flood and they were wiped out because they didn't recognize the signs of the time. And he says, so therefore stay awake, so it will be at the end of time. So, he's talking about the second coming. He's talking about when Jesus comes, not as an infant in a manger, but as the judge of the universe. So the church is pointing us forward, looking to the future that we can't see, not so much back at the manger at this point. It's not until we get to the third week of Advent, and really, I guess, technically December 17th, that there's a shift. And if you look, even the Advent wreath, you see that. The third week of Advent, why is there a rose-colored candle? Why is it different? Why is there something different that week? Particularly with the 17th, you'll see the readings in the liturgy, they shift. They don't talk about the second coming anymore. That's when they start looking at the manger and the promise of the coming of a Messiah. But for now, we are shown, we are asked to meditate on that second coming. The idea of being prepared. So how do we do that? How do we do that and do that well? You know, I think we as Catholics do really good for Lent. Most of us are good about taking on extra penances or practices to prepare ourselves for Easter. But usually we're not so good about that for Advent. Advent is still a season of penance. That's why we wear violet. But there's more to it. I guess there's more to it in terms of preparing our hearts. You know, if you were to hear the trumpet blast today, if you were to see the clouds split and Jesus riding down on a cloud of thunder, what would your first response be? I need to find a priest and get to confession, right? That would be mine. But what is holding us back? What's stopping us? Why? Why would we be afraid? When we pray the Our Father every day at Mass or every day when we pray the Rosary, when you say the Our Father, what are you saying? Thy kingdom come. We are praying for the coming of God's kingdom. We are praying, we are hastening the day for that because this is not our home. But if we're not actually ready for it, if our heart is full of fear of that coming of that day, well, the church gives us the season of Advent to prepare our heart. So the question is, what is holding you back? What would make you tremble if you heard those trumpets today? My exhortation to you is during the season of Advent to work on that. Ask yourself this question. If I could eliminate one sin from my life, one sin, what would it be? What's the major thing, the one major thing that's holding me back from God? And there could be a variety of different things. Pride, lust, greed, lack of trust. You know, you fill in the blank. and maybe a specific concrete example of how that's lived out. I'm not very patient with my wife, with my husband. I'm not very truthful. I find myself exaggerating to make myself look better. Whatever that might happen to be, for this season of Advent, work on that one thing. What happens very often in the spiritual life is people say, oh, well, there's 1,000 different things I can make improvement on. I fall in all these ways. And how I want to improve all these things. And then what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. You make no progress because you're fighting 1,000 different battles. This Advent, focus on one thing. One thing that holds you back. One thing that makes you tremble at the thought of hearing trumpets and the coming of our Lord. So that way when you say with the church, come Lord Jesus, you mean it. There's not a part of you that's held back. When we can say, come Lord Jesus, thy kingdom come. And the church offers us a great and powerful point of reflection, great and powerful point of turning in the second reading today from the letter of Romans chapter 13. Now, Saint Augustine of Hippo, he was one of the greatest saints, one of the doctors of the church. And in his process of conversion, he was a pagan. He grew up a wild child, party animal, had a mistress, a child out of wedlock. And his mom prayed for him constantly, and he was in his early 30s when he finally had his conversion. And his heart had been kept being drawn to God, but he kept turning away until he encountered this very passage from Romans. He was out kind of sitting in a field weeping, thinking about his past sins, thinking about how he wanted to turn, and he heard what he described as the voice of children saying, take up and read, take up and read, take up and read, again and again, singing that. And he said he didn't know if it was angels or it was kids or what, but he took it as a sign from God. So he went and he thought, what was the last book I had? And it happened to be the scriptures. So he goes back to where he was, picks up the Bible, opens it up like you might do, just randomly to a page, and reads the very first thing that his eyes fall upon. And it's Romans chapter 13. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the desires of the flesh. His encounter with this very reading, like that was his turning point. That was the point of his conversion. From there on, he made that inner shift from the things of the world to being oriented towards God. And yeah, there's ups and downs in that progress, but he made that act of the will, that choice, that decision to step out of the darkness and live in the light. That's my exhortation to you. Let today, this first Sunday of Advent, be that turning point where you're no longer just, one of the crowd, but you're someone who's striving for sanctity. Where we can say, come, Lord Jesus, and mean it.